Hey guys, and welcome to episode 58 of the OCDstories.com podcast. Now, in this episode, I hope to have an interview for you, as I promised last week. However, my computer decided to crash again during my filming with therapist Rob Wilson. It was a great interview with Rob, firstly. Sadly, I've lost it. The good news is we have rescheduled for this coming week. I think I've fixed the issue in my computer now. It happened with Kat about a month or so ago, Kat Nicole. So hopefully it's sorted and it won't happen again. I am recording 3 interviews next week, which all should be fantastic. So without a doubt, I'll have at least 1 interview for you next Sunday. But yeah, you know, such is life. You've got to adapt, adjust, and I promise to do one of these every Sunday, so I'm going to give you value regardless. And I wanted to do another sort of motivational mixtape, taking bits from the podcast. So this one, I decided to cut up recent answers from guests to the question, you're in an elevator, the person next to you has OCD, they know you're a therapist or sufferer, and they ask you for advice. What do you tell them in that 30-second elevator ride? So every response you hear in this kind of mixtape is a response to that question. And I start the first question by answering that question again. First answer, sorry. So refresh your mind. And as always, this podcast is sponsored by the guys at No OCD, who are doing fantastic work at creating a brilliant app and constantly updating it, to kind of allow you to track obsessions and compulsions, allow you to deal with it in the moment, and over time see progress. And tracking and measuring obsessions and compulsions are important because you know how far you've come, and it's hard to realize that sometimes. So if you do it for the link on the website, they will donate money to an OCD charity on your behalf, which is awesome. So some more guests coming up next week. But yeah, without further ado, here is the question. Okay, so you're in an elevator, person's just told you they have OCD. What do you say to them for the 30-second elevator ride?
I probably what we said just now is that you have OCD and you need to get treatment. Have you found ERP? Do you know the main websites to go to? Do you know how to find an ERP professional? Do you know about, you know, ACT as well, which I know you've had a lot of treatment. Do you know whatever works for you? And, you know, find the treatment that you need. And do it now because it's very treatable. That's what I would tell them.
Yeah.
And if they say, you know, it's great, I've got treatment, if they've got that part nailed down, then I would just say never, never give up.
Yeah.
That it's, you know, if it's, it will work. It will work. And stick with it. And if it's not working with this therapist, find another one.
How long did it take you to get your treatment? And why did you wait that long?
You know, I first say, I, you know, I have OCD too, just because, you know, it's a community. It's something that to relate, really understand, you have to have it yourself in some ways. Or you have to have a family member who has it. So I first try to build that connection with them. The second thing I do, was figure out like what they're doing and try to get themselves better. Like, are you seeking treatment? It's a yes or no. If they aren't, you know, give them some, here's where you can go seek treatment, etc. And then if they are seeking treatment, and ask them how it's going, and if it's, you know, and if it's going well, you know, I'd say, well, what's causing you to do well? I'd love to like help, you know, other people too. And if it's not, then I try to give them support. Maybe it's the app, maybe support group, etc. So that's what I would do in the elevator.
I would tell them to test out their expectations and to make a prediction and see whether something comes true or not every time that they are triggered. And really allow themselves to tolerate and experience the feelings without trying to get rid of them or trying to control them. That is the secret.
It's not about the content. You know, you got OCD. The very first and most important thing to understand is the topic of your worry is that's the biggest mistake that you're making, and the OCD makes you make that mistake. And you gotta go toward what it is that you're afraid of. It's, you know, even though it's not about contamination, whatever it may be, you actually have to go get the fear of contamination. And then you gotta sit in not knowing. But, you know, if you can get a little smile inside yourself knowing why you're doing what you're doing, that's the way to do it, is to go get yourself stirred up and afraid. about that content. And this is, you know, obsessions and compulsions. And so exposure, which is the, you know, the gold standard, supposedly, it is all about that. I expose myself to my fear, withhold my reassurance that everything is okay. And that's what you need to be doing. So, and there's help out here, and you know, there's bibliotherapy, things to read about, there's websites you can go to. I get this great website that I just talked about with someone just the other week, and it's in Great Britain, so how convenient for you. And then therapy is available for folks as well, and you can get help.
I'd say get off the elevator with me and let's get coffee. Is that cheating?
No, I've never heard that answer. That's a good one.
I can't say something in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't let that be the last book you read.
Nice. Yeah.
Go on from here. You know.
Yeah.
You're not alone. I any number of things.
Yeah.
But I would definitely have coffee with them.
Yeah.
I would. It's probably a bit cliche, but I would ask them what they're doing about it to get better. You know, we talk about what OCD is stopping them doing and all that. That's not going to help them. I'd like them to tell me what they're doing about it to get better. And if during that conversation, I can guide them on a maybe more positive, practical path, then hopefully that'll be 30 seconds well spent.
Don't give up. Always love yourself, accept yourself. Don't give in to the doubt. Know that it's okay to you know, be defeated, and you're not going to win all the time, and you're not going to be in control all the time. But just go with the flow and roll with the punches, and never give up.